CliffCentral.com.
Hello and welcome to another In Conference with Michael Jackson right here on Cliff Central, your favorite unradio platform. This is where we podcast interviews with some of the best people that I've had the privilege of meeting and working with in conferences around the world. If you're a regular listener to this podcast, you'll also know that I'm fond of homegrown South African talent, and this particular episode of the program is exactly with one of those people. Robin Banks is a mind power expert. He's a well-known speaker across the circuit. He talks about mind power, personal mastery, those kinds of things. We've managed to find him somewhere on the road amongst his busy schedule, and he's joining us now via Skype to take us through a little bit of what mind power is, who Robin Banks is, and what exactly he does to earn his living. Robin, a pleasure to have you with us on the show. How are you, mate?
Mike, I'm very, very well. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm exceedingly well and delighted to be with you.
You know, it's crazy. I mean, people say I'm a busy speaker, but I go, you think I'm busy? You should talk to Robin Banks. He's busy. I mean, you really are flat out across stages all across the planet, aren't you?
I am. I've been very, very blessed. Look, I mean, it is what I wanted to manifest with my mind power, but I am very, very busy and I'm enjoying the journey. I'm doing what I love doing. People once asked me why I'm so positive. I said, because it pays to be positive, literally in my case.
I couldn't agree more. Now, if I go back into your background, because you and I have worked together on stages across the world, I know a little bit about you. You were in construction, sales, retail at first, weren't you, before you became an overall stage speaker?
Yes, that's correct. I started my career out not really knowing what I wanted to do as a young person. Up until the age of 25, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, but I knew if I always trusted my heart and I just followed what my heart was telling me I should do, I'd find my purpose. I knew I wanted to make a difference in people's lives. That's always been a given. And I've always known I have a natural ability to speak, uplift, and inspire. But I started out doing construction work. I was okay at it, wasn't brilliant at it, but I really found my calling at the age of 25 when I started working for a youth leadership program called the Rally Project. And from the moment I stood up in front of about 100 students to do a presentation, I felt like I put my hand into a glove and I found my calling, and so I've never looked back since then.
Now, I don't want to make you feel old, Robin, but that was 1995, 20 years ago.
20 years ago. That's absolutely right. I'm 46 years old. Happy to share that with you. But when I found it, I always say to people, my best age I can remember was 25 because I found my purpose. When I started speaking and teaching young people, I just realized that this is something that's natural and comes easily for me.
Is that something you've always wanted to do, to help people find and discover their own purpose or their own journey in through life?
Actually, at the age of 20 years old, I created my first mission statement. I always say to people, everyone's got to have a personal mission statement. You've got to have PMS and know what it is that you stand for. And at the age of 20 years old, I was living in a community in California in the States. And I created my first mission statement, which was to be a catalyst for other people to recognize their own greatness. And I always say to people, find what it is that you do naturally. And I naturally have an ability to make people laugh and to uplift and inspire them. And I'm not very good at being on computers. I'm inspired that you're doing this interview all by yourself. I'm like, I'd be so challenged because I'm not good at that. But when I have to speak to people and uplift and inspire, it comes naturally. So if you find your purpose first, then, in fact, there's a great book, Mike, just to go off track, but it's related. There's a beautiful book I read at the age of 28 years old because I was doing this youth leadership program and I wasn't making much money. And I needed to make a living. And I read this book called Do What You Love. And the money will follow. And I stayed in the journey, and it's certainly been my experience. So finding your passion, and I knew that at the age of 20, that this is something I do well and I do naturally.
I think most people struggle to discover their purpose or indeed their own greatness. But I want to unpack more of that through your own personal journey, because not only as a youngster did you read books, but you got involved with some of the gurus of their day. I mean, Anthony Robbins, a globally renowned speaker, John Kehoe, you've worked with both of those people. And in fact, with Kehoe quite a bit. But did Anthony Robbins first and foremost inspire you before John Kehoe did?
Actually, no. I was first introduced to John Kehoe and the work of Mind Power, and that was a major shift for me. Reading his book, first of all, I read it at the age of 26 years old, actually. A friend of mine gave me a copy, but I didn't just read it. I studied it. I probably read it 10 times, and I reread it, and then most importantly, I practiced the techniques in the book. And as a result of actually doing the work, because most people don't want to do the work. You know, they want to read the book and get information. And as you and I both know, knowledge is not power. Knowledge is potential power. Mm-hmm. You've got to apply the knowledge. So I read the book and applied it, and I noticed changes. I then did the course with John Keogh, the once a week for 4 weeks in a row course with him. And it completely revolutionized my life. How I got introduced to Anthony Robbins is a friend of mine attended my Mind Power seminar. And he said, wow, he said, that was amazing. He says, but you need to go and see Tony Robbins because he's playing this game at a much bigger level than you are. And I spent a lot of money, went to New York to one of Tony Robbins' seminars, and almost was depressed when I first saw him because I witnessed somebody doing what I wanted to do at a grand scale. There were 3,500 people in the room. The energy was electrifying. He is a genius in being able to communicate his message and coach people in an effective way. And I looked at him and thought, I want to be able to do that one day. I want to be speaking to thousands of people, inspiring them the way that he does. And I began that journey, and today I literally am. I'm doing a talk for 5,000 people in Australia next month, which I'm excited about. But I then became a follower of his. So if I have to describe what I do, I'd say that my main thing is I still teach mind power. But in terms of whose style I emulated, it's Tony Robbins' style because, you know, he makes it fun. It's like being in a rock concert. There's dancing and singing, and you're learning and growing and developing in that regard. So I am a big fan of his, but I think it's a combination of those two and others, of course.
Now, your stuff is Mind Power, Personal Mastery. John Kehoe's book was called Mind Power. You've said now that you follow Tony Robbins' style. Is it John Kehoe's material and Tony Robbins' style mixed into your own unique kind of approach, Robin?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. I teach mind power, and I teach John Kehoe's mind power. Obviously, I add a lot of the stuff that I've learned as I grow and develop, because, you know, you've got to make sure that your material is constantly evolving for the times. But while I'm teaching John Kehoe's mind power, the style I use is similar to Tony Robbins in the sense that the energy, I learned that from him. You know, one of the things he says, which I'd recommend to the listeners, is if there's anybody who's achieved great success and you wanting to achieve success in that field, follow the person who you see has achieved what you'd like to achieve and then go and copy them. And you know, copy this style.
You've certainly done that. I mean, you know, you're living proof of that because, you know, not only are you speaking to thousands of people in Australia, but you do this all over the world. In fact, every time I drive through my home in Joburg, I seem to see signs and massive billboards going, Robin Banks is live in town, come now, kind of thing. You know, you're living your dream, really, aren't you? You've put into practice that which you preach.
I am living my dream, but I also want to say I also want to make it very clear. One of the analogies we teach in mind power is that the mind is like a garden of rich, fertile soil. Any seed that you plant, if you nourish and care for it, it will grow. And the soil doesn't care what seeds you plant. So the most important thing to remember, though, is you don't plant a seed today and expect a tree to grow tomorrow. So the dream I'm living today, Michael, I actually had this vision 15 years ago, that I actually wrote down a vision that Robin Banks is a top international speaker, successful throughout this planet. He travels the world transforming global consciousness. And when I first wrote it down, it was a dream, it was a thought, it was an idea. And today it is my reality. I am reaping the harvest of the seeds that I've sown. But the key to get is that you have to do it consistently. It needs to become a way of being. It's a daily practice. So mind power is something I do every day. Before being on this call with you, I was doing my mind power exercises, getting my mind clear about what it is that I want.
So it's a conscious system of development rather than just luck or miracle, really, isn't it?
I always say to people that mind power is, you know, people often say, wow, you're that positive thinking guy. Mm-hmm. And I actually say to them, positive thinking is ineffective, which often surprises people. I say, well, I'd much rather you did positive thinking than negative thinking. But the thing about positive thinking, Michael, is that positive thinking is not effective because it's something you remember to do now and then. Mind power is a practice. Mind power is a discipline. It's something that I do every single day, whether I feel like it or not. Like going to the gym, I work out whether I feel like it or not because I want to produce the result. In the exact same way, producing results in your life is not about luck. It's not about fate. It's not about chance. It's about conscious and deliberate effort. It's about having a vision and being committed to doing it every day, even if you don't feel like doing it. So it is a discipline and a practice.
I was chuckling over a sheet of yellow legal paper that was blank, shown in a photograph on Facebook the other day. And that blank sheet of paper was captioned, "What the world owes you and what you're entitled to." And I thought that was kind of cool because you and I guess my, you know, in my own sense, having built a global speaking career up as well, we took that blank sheet of paper, filled in a dream, filled in an idea, and delivered against it, which most people struggle to do.
I love that. You know, what you are saying, just a quick story. I was in Australia in August last year, and first a lady that was in my, a friend of mine was saying to me, who are the people who come to your seminars? And I answered her and I said, well, anybody who's got a mind, you know, it'll help if you've got a mind. And she said, oh, that's your normal answer. Who do you want in your seminars? And after thinking about it for a while, I thought, you know what? That's a great question. I know who I want in my seminars. I don't just want anybody. I want people in my seminars who want to be in the driving seat of their lives. Because most people don't want to be in the driving seat of their lives. They're happy to get on the bus. And the driver says, where are they going? I said, well, I'm going to sit at the back without any real vision. And at the same day, about 10 minutes later, while we were ordering food, they messed up my order. And I'll never forget what this waiter came up to me and said. He had a very strong way of speaking. Mm-hmm. And he says, what are you after, the chicken or the salad? And I looked at him, I said, well, I want the chicken salad. He said, I'll get that sorted for you, mate. And he comes back later with my chicken salad. And I said, thank you very much. He says, you're very welcome. And he walked away. So I said to my friend, you know what I like about that guy? And she looks at me like with a weird look on her face. She says, what? I said, clear communication. He was very specific. He asked me a very good question. What are you after? And I often ask my audience that. What are you after? Do you know what it is that you want? Because if you don't know what it is that you want, you won't get it. And what most people do, Mike, is they spend their time focusing on the things in their lives that they're not happy about. They complain about how bad things are, not realizing that just by doing that, they're feeding it energy, and that's what's going to grow and develop. And so what you have to do is, I love what you've just said about that blank piece of paper. You are given a blank slate, and you have the right to write whatever you want. And if you don't like what's on the current page, you can tear it out, and you can literally restart it right now by consciously choosing your thoughts, by having a clear vision of what it is you're after, and by actually focusing your thoughts in that direction. So I love that analogy you've given me. I'll use that.
So these are the words of Robin Banks, the mind power expert and guru of personal mastery. Robin, we've got about 2 minutes left. Here's a thought for you. What do you say to the naysayers, to the people who say, oh, come on, it's all hype. It's all smoke and mirrors. There's no substance behind this. There's no flesh.
What I say to those people is that, you know what, I completely respect your decision. The one thing we all have is freedom of choice. You can choose what you want to believe. You can choose where you want to put your energy. My question, are you happy with the way your life is? And if you aren't happy, maybe you should try it. Just try it. What have you got to lose? Become conscious of your thoughts. Become conscious of the energy that you put out every day. Because by shifting your energy and vibration, like a magnet, you will change what you attract into your life. And so what have you got to lose? I say to my students in the Mind Power course, I'm going to be introducing you to some very, very different concepts, some very new ideas, and I'm going to challenge you with some of my belief systems. Just for the next 4 weeks, drink this wine that I'm giving you. And if you like it, you can keep it for the rest of your life. If you don't like it, you can go back to drinking your old wine. But if you keep doing what you did, you keep getting what you got. So why not try something new?
Wow. So there you have it. The words of Robin Banks. We're out of time here at the Cliff Central Studios. But Robin, great inspiring words. Thank you. I know that people can see your billboards all over town whenever you're appearing live. Just in closing, where do people find you best of all? From a web point of view, what website would you point them towards?
It's very easy. It's Robin Banks, Robin with an I, because a girl is a Y. So it's robinbanks.co.za. I am a local South African and proudly so. And on Facebook, it's at Robin Banks Live. I do videos every week just to keep people motivated, inspired, as well as some quotes. And I'm often doing seminars in Johannesburg, Cape Town, Durban. I try and get to as many cities as I can.
Awesome. The words of Robin Banks. We're out of time, but that's the caliber of guest you get right here on Cliff Central on In Conference with Michael Jackson. From Robin and myself, thank you for being with us.
Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.